Oh, holy forking shirt balls, everyone. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gammon. I'm your interim host, and I'm sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And boy, I am so happy to be here. My schedule has been bonkers, crazy, weird, and I'm here, and then I'm not, and then anyhow, I'm just super excited to be here because I love being here and I love hanging out with all of you. And I love to get to hang out with smart people that have smart things to say. Oh, yeah. No, no pressure, Patrice, but I have very high expectations.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Anyhow, yeah. Patrice, how are you?
About the same as you, probably. Brain is literally all over the place. I've been traveling the last 2 weeks. Last 2 weeks with like a Sunday of me flying myself. Long Easter weekend, a lot of fun stuff, but also very busy. Then I decided, hey, you know what's a good idea? I should have, I should, I need to upgrade to a new server. So let's migrate stuff. So that's what I've been doing on top of everything because I got nothing else to do apparently. Yes. Long story
Yeah.
short, my brain is just all over the place. I haven't been sleeping, all of that.
I am so with you. I get it. So yes, we're doing the same, except you have a much better sense of fashion. So at least there's that.
Then both of us,
I mean,
yeah.
I also sometimes don't wear pants, but I wear like skirts and dresses and stuff, so.
Well, I mean, there's no reason why I couldn't wear
Yeah,
skirts
exactly.
and
You
dresses. I just don't have
absolutely
any.
you should get some. Grab your niece and go shopping.
I have a couple friends who wear skirts because they just find them to be incredibly functional and
They
comfortable.
are. They are.
And and some people are like, why are you cross-dressing? They're not cross-dressing, they're just wearing very functional clothing.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot
And
you're in the US, so maybe not.
well, what I can do to get away with it without people questioning, because yes, I do live in the US,
Yeah,
what
just leave it
the
like that.
hell?
No, leave it like that. It's like everybody gets
Just
it.
kilts. I can go
Yeah.
get a
Oh.
couple kilts.
Oh. And I mean that would look really great. Like a purple kilt on you, like dark purple. Perfect.
Okay. Good to know. I mean, I was just thinking
We've
about it
really gone
now.
off the rails here.
We have.
You've
Talking
met
about
me?
Jeff wearing dark purple kilts.
You've met me, Tom, I guess. So when am I on the rails?
Is this an episode of Highlander?
Well, it very well could be. Yeah.
Why not? So, which one of you is gonna survive?
Right, because there can be only one.
Exactly. And it's not gonna be
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, hey, Tom, how are you? And what color tartan will you wear?
Ooh, that's a good thought.
Levi's blue denim.
That is actually a pretty good color.
Okay.
But I think
Okay.
green might look good on you.
Okay. A green kiln or kilt,
Kilt.
not a kiln.
Kilt. Well, a kiln you can get as well, but a kilt
I
is
can wear
easier
a green kiln.
to. Yeah, might be a little bit difficult to wear, but okay. I mean, you're in
Any pots you
California,
need
so.
fired?
You're in
Do you have any
California,
pots
so.
you need fired at? Yeah.
Yes, probably.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Life is good. Weather is cold. It's crazy. We dropped 15 degrees. It's kind of crazy, just as my brother came to visit for the warm weather. So he's
Well,
out of luck.
it's his fault then.
I know. He's from Washington. He brought all the cold weather with him.
All right, so cold is a very relative thing. So
True.
for you in California, California. Herp-a-derp-a-derp. I'm from
Herp-a-derp.
America. I don't know what my states are. What's the temperature for you?
It's about 16 C.
Oh wow.
59.
Okay.
60.
Yeah, that's cold.
It's
that
cool.
is cold. I mean, kind of cold.
Yeah,
right,
it's almost
so
May.
It's 17
it's
here.
Nice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it was about 14 when I left to do my jaunt over to the Apple store and back this morning. Shorts, t-shirts, sandals, no jacket.
Like 15.
I'm wearing heavy sweatshirts. I got my warm slippers on because it's only 16.
I'd say I feel your pain, but I actually don't in this case. But you know, I appreciate that for you with the climate you have, that's actually going to feel a lot colder than the same temperature here for me.
That's true.
I mean, I don't have your humidity. I'm at a higher altitude, so I don't have as much UV protection
right.
from the atmosphere. So 50 Fahrenheit here, unless it's windy, if it's sunny outside, you can do shorts and t-shirts if
right.
you want.
That's
and,
true.
And
altitude makes a difference. Yeah.
Yep.
What is it they say? It's not the absolute temperature, it's a differential that'll kill you. Wait, no, it's not the volts that'll kill you, it's the amps, one
yeah.
of those.
Well, it's also not right. the speed that will kill you, it's the difference.
It's the concrete poisoning.
Well, no, it's the deceleration, rapid deceleration.
Yes, yes.
Rapid deceleration, yeah.
Yeah, post-deceleration shock syndrome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
You're hilarious. I have three very, very different titles already.
I do what I can. So, well, as long as we're here, I suppose we should at least go through the motions of making it sound like we're doing the big show.
Technology.
And talk about some news stories.
Yeah.
So, Tom, tell us about your story.
My story this week is I'm a little bit puzzled, so I'm looking for some help. So China has launched an alternative to HDMI and DisplayPort, and it's mm-hmm. called GPMI, General Purpose Media Interface. And part of it I understand is that this new interface, based on the definition, provides about a 2x bandwidth over a display port and about 3 or 4 or 5x bandwidth increase over HDMI 2.1. Actually, it's four, 5, 6, right?
Yes.
Theoretically.
Yes.
And then the thing I
If I'm reading this chart correctly from your article, because it also does power delivery, does that mean you can have like a television that you don't have to plug
yeah.
in separately?
So this is the part that confuses me. I didn't understand that power delivery through HDMI was a thing. And I'd read the article and I was trying to figure out the configuration, how you would configure something so that your display port would also have a dual use as a power supply. And the article made some reference. Yeah, the article makes some reference to powering your PC through your monitor.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that is possible.
I was picturing it going
for
the
sure.
other way.
But
no.
why? But why? Why would you do that?
No, I mean, that can happen. Like, you have, like, one of those little Raspberry Pis, for example. You want to connect to your monitor,
oh, okay.
and the monitor is plugged in, so you want to power it through that. Yeah, that totally makes sense. I've heard people, like, wanting, like, Apple to power the Mac Mini through the, like, the display thing.
Well, I
so,
guess that
yeah,
way you
like
just eliminate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
I always think of it as maybe the other way around, where you could power your monitor from your PC power.
No, but it's, I mean, technically, that is actually, that's, now that I think about it, that's super common. You have a
Is it?
display, and the display has USB-C or Thunderbolt, and you plug your
Yeah.
MacBook in, and it charges through then. Yes. Not through HDMI, but yes.
Through the Thunderbolt or
Yeah, Thunderbolt or
USB-C.
USB-C. Yes, that's
So that I
super
can
common.
that I can kind of understand.
Yeah, but I've never
So I
heard
guess
of.
yeah. And it's in the spec anyway, it's just a spec can deliver, depending on which type they're talking about, either 240 or 480 watts. And then they list in this table that Thunderbolt 4 you can deliver as much as 100 watts of power. I guess that would be the configuration that you were talking about.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
mean, depending on which direction you're powering.
Yeah.
And anyway, I mean, I guess it's great that from a bandwidth point of view, you get 192 gigabits per second. You know, if you want to start moving to 8K and that kind of stuff, I understand that. Eventually, you might want to get there.
So I just checked Wikipedia. There is actually it's under HDMI alternate mode for USB-C. USB type C. So it's basically it's not HDMI itself, it's just you can basically use some of the cables or the
The
bandwidth of
pins.
the pins, yeah, thank you, of HDMI to do USB basically.
Oh, okay. So it's
I'll put it in
delivering it
chat.
as if it was USB-C or whatever.
Exactly, which as I said, but I've never seen or heard any device do that. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I've never seen or heard anybody use that.
Yeah, I never thought of the same thing. I've never heard of power delivery through HDMI.
So
What a weird
interesting.
thing. Well, and the funny thing is the example they use is where's the quote? You could power your RTX 5090 gaming PC through your 8K monitor.
like what's the wattage you can deliver?
480.
Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
I mean,
Not even
I think the
close.
use case, the one that you identified, if you had a Raspberry or
Yeah, or
Raspberry
Mac.
Pi,
I
would
mean,
make perfect sense, or a
with
Mac Mini.
480 Mac Mini, MacBook Pro, like any laptop, even a beefy one, even an Intel one, yeah,
Right.
could be doable. But like a gaming PC, unless it's super underpowered, not a chance. I mean, they go like a
Right.
thousand watts and up, so
Yeah, the video card itself is going to take 500
yes.
watts.
No, probably more like a thousand. And then you have maybe an Intel CPU with another thousand, so
So can you get power through the display port? No, this chart says
no.
currently there's no power.
No, it would, it as I said, it, I mean, USB-C or USB or Thunderbolt are the only ones.
Thunderbolt,
Yeah,
yeah,
or USB, what is
not
it, USB Gen 4, probably? 3, 4, one of them, 4.
DisplayPort. Yeah, well, in this chart, they have USB Gen 4
Yeah, so USB 4
listed.
or Thunderbolt 2
Thunderbolt
onwards.
4 and higher.
Yeah, no, I think
And
there's
the
2 you could do power already, so it's a bit.
mm. Oh, yeah.
And the good thing about this is we have another acronym for a connection standard, which will confuse the hell. I mean, I still Thunderbolt 4, USB C
Yeah,
Type 6.
but to be
I
fair,
get so
it does
confused.
not matter at all because even if there was only one, people would get confused. I mean,
That's
USB in
right.
itself is confusing,
It's totally confusing.
So
like.
now I'm looking forward to the GIF versus GIF type battle with this acronym, where people say it's GPMI and other people are going it's GPMe.
Jippy me. It's Chinese, so it's probably jip me.
Get me.
No, I mean, so
Get me.
here's
Yeah.
the interesting thing.
Get
I mean,
me.
it is very limited in what it supports compared to HDMI. Like HDMI can do way way more through the signal than this can, but I think, I mean, this is interesting because it is, I mean, right now there's basically no real alternative, right? There's no barely any
No.
competition. So
Yeah.
this could be interesting. If it's really that much better, hey, why not?
And
And
yeah, I
only
wonder
for the small price of the Chinese government gets every bit of data that you send over
Right.
it.
So that was the other
Yeah.
question. Why is this a Shenzhen-based cooperation alliance? You know, what is their motivation for creating a new standard?
I mean, to be fair, since almost everything is produced and probably also some of it developed nowadays in China, this
Right.
is not a surprise. I think, I mean, there has to be competition. There are smart people there that can that have worked on or worked on and with
Sure.
probably with all with USB and HDMI and all of them. And if they saw a way to make it better, faster, stronger, all of that, hey,
Right.
why not? Will it be
Right.
successful? We'll see.
Yeah, who knows? So, and the other question I had is, I don't have anything 8K, any kind of a display device, but can you do currently 8K through a display port or an HDMI port? Is 48 gigabits a second fast enough for 8K, for example?
I think so, with the highest standards, yes, as far as I remember.
Okay.
It's actually these days, was it HDMI? No, it's actually DisplayPort usually that has the better free. I mean, 8K, yes, but at what frequency? What, like, was it
Right, oh, that's
like
true.
8K at
Frame
10?
rate, the frame, right.
8K at 10 hertz.
Right. Right.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's like, I mean, so far, at least from what I've seen, usually DisplayPort has the higher frame rates, like 60, 120, whatever.
Right, because the bandwidth rating is much higher.
Yes. But I mean, with this, yeah, if the bandwidth is there, you can do it. Probably do 16K even if you wanted to.
Okay, well, I picked a story because I'm always thoroughly confused with all the display formats and what cable do I need for my TV? I just want to watch TV. Can you
Yes.
know which cable do
Wait,
I get?
what's a TV?
And then you
Well,
update one
yeah.
component and the cable you bought last month suddenly doesn't work for
Doesn't
the
work,
HDMI cable
right.
because it's
Yeah,
the
it's
wrong
not
spec version of
HDMI 2.17 anymore. So, yeah,
Right. You get
doesn't
a
work
new
that.
streaming stick and nothing
Indeed.
works.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good
So
times.
true.
Yeah. All right. Well, how about another thing that probably doesn't work? Tell us about your story,
Yeah.
Patrice.
Funny enough, I thought I had no story prepared. I opened the document. There was one in there already that I guess I found yesterday or something. And smart me yesterday put it in so I didn't forget.
Smart
Yeah.
you.
Smart me. Yeah. Not today me. So today me is not smart. So Elon Musk is at his thing again. I mean, when he's not destroying
An
the US
democracy.
entire
Yeah.
democracy in a
Yeah,
country
democracy.
basically, then he's working, he's bullshitting, no, he's telling people new things about what his companies are doing. In this case it's Tesla. So he's saying they will launch its paid autonomous ride-sharing service in Austin in June, despite that, I mean, he's been saying that for I don't know how many years, and it hasn't happened yet, and there's some doubts whether it will happen this time. It will not be the new cyber cab that he's been promising the entire time. Oh, it's ready, it's ready, it's ready, it's coming. No, it's not. It's gonna be Model Ys, because he probably has some extra right now. Nobody's buying them. He confirmed that they're training a fleet specifically for Austin. Yeah, that makes sense. They will be geofenced, and it will be teleoperated. So someone's literally gonna sit
That's a
in,
remote control car.
not in the home office because he probably doesn't allow that. So someone is gonna sit in the stupid office of in Tesla headquarters and gonna remotely drive. Like it's like GTA or something, gonna remotely drive a car. I mean,
Why?
assist. It's saying assist. So, but my assumption is it's probably not going to work at all, and the assist is basically be the entire time. Yeah. Why? Good question. How did that even get approved? Well, I mean, know how. It will be 10 to 20 vehicles, so it's not a massive fleet, despite the hundreds and hundreds that he promised on day one. But okay.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is that you're saying Elon has become an incredibly efficient automated bovine fecal delivery platform.
Okay,
Yeah, right.
yes. He said there will be millions of Teslas operating autonomously in the second half of next year.
Yeah, right.
He didn't mention which next year he means. Like, we assume it's next year, so 2026, but next year might be 2126 or something.
Right after he establishes his Martian city,
Yes.
then he'll get these cars on the road.
Yeah, he's been
Well, and
basically saying that for about the last 10 years. So take
right.
that with a grain of salt. Just saying.
But Trace, he's going to get 90 something, I like this, 90 something percent market share in the
Yes.
autonomous market.
Yes.
Good luck.
I mean, you can have 90% market share even because if there is nobody else, which actually, no, that's not true because Waymo is actually already in
Austin.
Austin. It's
Yeah.
already in Austin. It's also in the on the East Coast by now. One of my predictions, yay! So, I mean, he is saying Waymo is being too expensive and whatever. But also, the difference is Waymo's cars work.
Yeah,
So,
unfortunately, they work.
unfortunately, they work. Yes. So he thinks the first Model Y will drive itself from the factory to a customer's home later this year. So at home delivery, right? Right.
Yeah.
Is so full of shit. I can't believe it. He is so full of shit.
He will deliver unsupervised full self-driving and consumer vehicles by the end of the year. He's been saying that for the last five at least, so.
He has. I love this line that they have at the beginning of the article, where it says, Elon says that next year, they'll have millions of Tesla robotaxis in operation during the second half of the year. Okay, first off, Tesla can't produce cars in that volume.
No.
There's no way they can have millions of these operating in that time frame.
No. You misunderstood. I mean, they're not saying there will be millions of the taxis, just millions of cars self-driving. So that could be if you had a Tesla in
I
your car,
clearly
right?
misunderstood.
That's the point. And I mean, do I believe that they can have 10 to 20 cars driving around Austin remote controlled or whatever? Yes, sure. It's not that hard. They can probably literally go to like one of their factories, pick 20 cars, drive them out there and say, okay, let's install the software. And yeah, it might crash, but hey,
We did it.
but we
we
did
did
it.
it, right? Day one, 10 or 20 vehicles left the parking lot and drove themselves down the street into the next ditch. Hey, we did
That's fair, and technically,
it.
we'd be
Technically,
correct.
yes. Yeah, and I mean, of course,
Meanwhile,
they're not going to talk about them driving into a ditch because.
back at Waymo, they happily keep rolling out actual robotaxis in more and more cities.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, does Waymo need competition? Yes. Is Tesla going to be it? I don't think so.
No, I think Uber is more around here. It's Uber versus Waymo. That's what the big competition is.
Uber just part is partnering with VW, and they're going to
Right.
later this year, I think, start also introducing. I just saw a story
But
earlier today somewhere.
you know that the thing that I notice here, since we have Waymo in San Francisco and they're starting to move down to my area now, is that the competition, some people care that it's driverless versus not driverless, but most people just say, what is cheaper and more convenient? Uber with
Yes.
a driver or Waymo without? They don't care which way. Most of
Better
them don't.
no, I'm not so sure. I mean, yes. No, I think some people care, but I think it's not how you think people care. Yes, price does make a difference, but it's also, do I want to talk to the weird guy? Like, I mean,
Yeah, sure.
like driverless has the advantage of you don't have to talk to the driver or be weirded out by him.
I don't discount that at all because I'm the same way. If all things being equal, I'd take a driverless car.
Me too.
But what I'm saying is, if Uber is 20% less, The downside of Uber is you may get a weird driver, but it's so am I willing to pay a 20% premium? That's what the trade-off
I think
is.
if 20, yeah, I'm with you. The price will make a difference. 20%, I'm not so sure. I mean,
Yeah, I don't
that's on
know.
a $10 drive. It's like $2, probably not. But if it's like 50% or something, yeah, I think if it's like more.
Or if you literally there is no Waymo available and it's going to take an hour to get you.
No, absolutely. Yes. No. I mean, that is like that's how you're going to kill it. Like if you do that, because then nobody, then you try it two, three times. They're like, okay, they're never available. So let's go.
But
Yeah. I put the
Waymo
article
has
in.
been
So
pretty successful, so.
yeah. I mean, which I've been, I'm a big believer in like self-driving, and I'm a big believer in the approach that Waymo has been taking. And it took them a very, very long time. I mean, like 20, something like 20 years to get to this point, but they're here. But Elon thinks, oh, we can do that in like two or three because we're smarter than everybody else, and they're not.
So Elon talks, right? Waymo walks.
Yes, walks very
But
slowly and very carefully, but they do.
they're walking,
Yeah, I put
but
the
they
article,
deliver.
I put the article in. So Volkswagen of America and Uber, they will launch a commercial robotaxi service using VW ID. Bus vehicles, so the little buses. But they say over the next decade. Okay, I thought it was next year. So, but it will come to LA by late 2026, so by next year. And actually, them I believe more than Elon, because I know what VW has been doing over here in Europe, and Uber it has also their history with like. I mean, one with taxi services, but also with like self-driving. So I think them, I believe more that he can do it than
Me
Tesla.
too. So I have an interesting story. So
Yes.
Waymo has been in San Francisco for a year or two, and
3, 4 years already, I think.
yeah, but I mean the full city, full
Ah, full
blown.
city.
It's been about a
Yes.
year open to everybody. And they announced plans to move south down the peninsula from San Francisco all the way down to San Jose. And I've been waiting, for them to open it up. And in the meantime,
I mean, fun. Yes.
they're doing all the testing. And we've had Google cars being
Yeah.
tested in my neighborhood for 20
Yeah,
years,
exactly.
because
That's
we're
the
right
funny
down the
thing. They
street.
are from your neighborhood, basically.
Right, they
That's where
are.
they started.
So if you head west from Google, you'll end up in my neighborhood. And so, but they had people sitting there taking notes with the laptop open because they were testing. Now they're testing the driverless cars doing mapping and just testing. And it might, 100 feet away from my house, there's this little business district. And at nighttime, after about 9 o'clock, there's a Waymo car that parks itself there at night. It
Free
doesn't go
park.
back to Google or
Just
Waymo.
parks there.
And it's kind of eerie because you walk up to it and it's got
Oh,
some
it's
lights
watching
on,
you.
right? And
True,
it
yes.
does the thing where it has the light that illuminates on the street next to it, a Waymo
Ah,
logo,
yeah.
which I thought was so weird. So this car's going to sit there for 10, 12 hours. Anyway, it's very frequent.
And advertise. That,
Exactly.
I
And
mean, that's
yesterday,
probably why they put it there, right? It's just free advertising.
yeah, I think other cars, Mercedes, I think they started doing that too. When you unlock,
Oh
as you
no.
approach the car, it comes
That's
to
been
life.
like 10, 15 years at least.
Yeah.
Like they've been doing that.
Yesterday, my brother's visiting, my older brother's visiting from Washington, and we were driving through Los Altos, and I see a Waymo car coming the other way, and I said, "There's a driverless Waymo car," and he looks, and he goes, "Mean a self-driving car?" I said, "Yeah, but there's," and he said, "And there's nobody in it?" And I said, "Yeah, there's nobody in it." And he looked at me like I just told him little men from Mars had landed on Earth. He said, "Really? That works now? You can have cars without people?" I say, "Yeah, it's Waymo."
Easy.
Anyway, it blew his mind. We all think all this is old news. We all know about it, but I think the average person is still pretty blown away by the fact that there
Oh,
are
yeah.
driverless cars going around.
I mean, like, and you live in a country where it is driverless cars. I mean, I've like since I moved here to Austria, And I've been traveling Europe, I've been all over the place. I've not once seen a driverless car. Of course, I was in Phoenix, so they were all over the place. Because when that was the after they left Bay Area, basically they went where they wanted to do the first kind of starting to do the first commercial service eventually was Mesa, Phoenix area. So of course I saw them all the time. So for me, but it was so weird. Like I've never seen them here, and I'm dying to have one. I hate driving. I don't like taxi drivers either, and I'm like just give me an app and a driverless car.
Yeah, I think the value proposition of not having to worry about getting a weird bad driver is a pretty
Someone
high
who
value proposition.
rapes you, steals from you, does other weird things. I mean, I've had that. Like that's probably just what happened yesterday here. So no, actually, probably not. But like the last year, I've heard stories like that where that happened. There was like a group of taxi drivers that literally stealing from customers and stuff. So.
Well, and if you're a vulnerable person in whatever way, shape, or form, even a 2% chance of that
Yes.
happening is something you want to avoid, you know?
You will be very, very careful. Less of a chance with a driver. It's not zero because I mean it could still happen, but
So here's my
less.
here's my we were just talking about that new Volkswagen microbus. You know, because all of us that are of a certain age remember Volkswagen buses as sort of the hippie bus for road trips, going
Oh
to the
yes.
beach or
Now,
going to the
Tom,
mountains.
Is your memory of that clear or hazy?
It's a little bit hazy.
You were the
That's what I
right age to
thought.
have one, so
It was a wee bit hazy. But so when they first came out, it was like, oh, cool. You know, Volkswagen's going to do an electric, you know, microbus. But then the problem, you know, the problem is that the range on it in the first version is really, really low. So it'd be perfectly fine for going around the city.
So we have a ton of them here. There's actually a car sharing service from the city's transportation company, Union. They have them all over the city, and they have some for like let's say people transport, but they also have the van variant of that where you can literally rent it, go to IKEA, buy some shit, drive it home,
Right, it'd be
drop off.
perfect for that. It'd be
Perfect.
perfect for that. But we would like to have an electric microbus that you could drive to Lake Tahoe or something, you know, or go
Yeah, it's
camping
a
in
little
it.
bit farther away. But I mean, these days, even that, these days, is probably not a big deal anymore. It's doable. I mean,
Well,
especially when you're camping, you're not in a rush, right? So.
but it's doable, but I think I didn't read all the specs, but it seems like it doesn't really have the fast charging. The minimum charge time was something like 45 minutes.
That's probably the cheap version, the base version. The higher trims. I mean, these days everything has it. The question is,
But I
have
think
they partnered with? I mean, that's one of the things that Tesla did well.
the
The charging, the
supercharger,
supercharger. Have they partnered with Tesla on the supercharger?
you're right. But I think you're right. It's something like a microbus for around town. It'd be perfect for us when, you know, once a year when we buy lumber from the lumber yard or
Just
something big that won't fit in our car.
rent one, drive to whatever, pick it up. Yeah, I
It'd
mean,
be
literally,
great.
I've done that. I mean, I don't own a car. I have not owned a car. Well, I haven't owned a car in a long, long time because in the US I had a company car. But since I moved here to Austria, I've not had a car. And I've always rented cars when I needed, which is not very often. And it's super easy. Like, literally, I was like a couple of weeks ago, I went like out of town for like a course. And yeah, easy. Pick it up with an app, drive there, drive back, drop it off, done. I don't
Well,
have to deal with anything.
pretty soon you'll be able to order a robo taxi Tesla, so don't worry about
Waymo, if you want to come to Europe, Vienna, great city. Just saying.
No. Elon's going to take
It's
care
on
of
my
you,
list.
Patrice.
Oh, please don't. No, Elon is
Yeah,
not
you're
because
lucky.
he's he
You're
I
lu
you can't even imagine how unpopular he is over here right now.
Yeah, but with
So
your luck, you'll
Oh,
get
true.
self-driving, but it won't be Waymo.
Oh,
It'll be Elon,
that
and you'll
could
be
be.
crashing all over Linz.
Vienna, yes, but that
Or
could
Vienna,
happen.
yes.
Yes, that could happen. That I mean is actually most likely gonna happen.
All right. Well, speaking of crashing, No, that's just a horrible segue. Which, by the way, is like a little standing scooter, not a car. No, I've been so out of the tech loop that that even though there's time for me to fit a story in, I have no idea.
That's okay, Jeff.
So instead, we are just going to gracefully move on to where I say, "Hey, Patrice, since you have all of your poop in a group, can you tell people about the live chat, please? Because I will completely bungle it."
God, this is the show of awesome, this show titles. This is number
Apparently, they've
five
just been building
already.
up in me.
Oh, I think so.
Poop group.
Poop in a group. Yes, live. Let's make it short because my brain doesn't work anyway. Live.britishtechnetwork.com. That's where you can find the live stream and the live chat. Like video left, chat right on the right hand side. Start typing. That's how easy it is. If you need a, it gives you a funny name like Goofy Agnesi. Or something like
Yeah.
that. I don't know. But if you want to change that, there's a purple button. Click it, change name, done. Yes, that's it. We have a transcript, BritishTechNetwork.com. I just fixed before the show. I hope it doesn't break. BritishTechNetwork.com/chat. Go there. Today is April 24th, 2025, and I still have to put in. There's a couple of weeks where we lost because the server was down and all of that. So, yes. Long story short, yes.
But generally speaking, it works.
Yes,
At
it works.
general.
Generally speaking, it works. So, that's it.
it's more reliable than Tesla auto driving.
It is.
Yeah, easily even. I can promise you that it is definitely more reliable than that.
By the end of the second half of next year, the chat will have self-updating capabilities, right,
Wait,
Patrice?
it yes, exactly. It already has it, so I over-delivered even on that
So, we're ahead on our scrum schedule.
Oh, we're so much ahead. We're
All
years
right,
ahead.
everybody take a couple of days
Yeah,
off.
go to the beach.
I love this plan.
Me too.
Patrice, thank you for doing that because if I'd been doing it, it would have sounded like blah 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 talk and type blah 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 purple and purple.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, or like dirt, 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 American. I don't even know how to say our state names.
Jeff,
Next week I'll do
where's that
Can
coming
you
from? This is so funny. Can
Next
you
week
believe
I'll
people let me on shows?
Oh, I think
Next week Jeff will do the Charlie Brown explanation of BTN chat. I love it.
That's
That's
right.
funny.
It starts like this. Oh.
Oh my God.
And Ewan is probably like, well, he's getting paid what he's worth.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
Every pence.
Yep. So anyhow, thank you, Patrice. Let's do some cool things.
Yes.
Cool
And
things.
oh, I should get that window back in front of me so that I can see who drops the first cool thing in, and that would be Tom.
My cool thing this week is the Netflix cheat codes, I guess you call them. So I think a lot of people have seen this, the news. But it's been around for a couple of months, this article that I linked to. And it's basically a list of, I think they're four-digit codes, four or five-digit codes, five-digit
Yeah.
maybe, or more. Maybe they're longer than that sometimes. But the basic idea is if you're frustrated, if you use Netflix and you're frustrated with the sort of recommendations that are served to you, and you just want to look in different categories, but with a little bit more granularity than, drama, right? Drama is pretty wide category. This person, I didn't quite figure out exactly how they figured out all these codes, but they have the codes that you can enter in a, in your Netflix after the the question mark, I think it is, or after one of the slashes, it explains in this article. You can get code for, 2022 Netflix Emmy winners, or some subcategory of drama or subcategory of science fiction. And I found this useful because I've been frustrated with Netflix recommendations, I think ever since I got off the ship the DVD plan years ago.
Oh my God.
I have this memory of the DVD or the movie recommendations that I would get from the Netflix website in the DVD days seem to be a lot better than the recommendations I'm getting now. And I watch a lot more now, and it just doesn't, the for you part and you might like just doesn't hit very often.
Yeah, discoverability on Netflix is, I think, very poor.
Right. And sometimes there are times when I, what about a classic war movie or a thriller based on a recent book? I would just like to look for things like that. So anyway, check it out.
Yeah.
Some of the categories are pretty thin. Some have quite a few options, but it's pretty fun.
Cool. They should just make that directly accessible.
You would think so.
Yeah. So cool. All right. Well, then Patrice, tell us about your cool thing.
So my cool thing is a really cool thing. I mean, I've been starting to use way more AI because I think it. I mean, it. Once like you get into it, it's actually super helpful. I've been literally debugging server problems. Then yeah, I could figure out myself, but it's just easier that way. And I've been comparing ChatGPT, which I started with, just the big one out there, with some other modules, and there's still some that I want to test. But one that was recommended and my cool thing today is Perplexity AI. I actually asked it. I was like, okay, explain to me what is Perplexity AI. And what's the advantage over ChatGPT? And I want to have it for a podcast, so keep it short. And it actually did a good job doing that. It's overall like my experience so far with it. I've been comparing both side by side, like sometimes asking the same questions, or I'm working on something and I will use this one and then that one and do maybe or maybe do one task in one and one task in the other and just kind of use them in parallel just to see how they feel like in real life. And I actually like Perplexity a lot. So it's an search assistant that combines advanced language models, so multiple models, which is important, with real-time web searches. So that's the one, I think, of the big answer, a big advantages over ChatGPT so far, at least. So it gives you more accurate answers, and it gives you the source links for it. So you can also see where
Oh,
did pull
nice.
it from, which is like smarter, more transparent. It's like you literally get citations. Like in the text, it will tell you, okay, this is from these sources and whatever, and you can check it, and if it gets it wrong or whatever, you could see that. So it's actually pretty cool. It does the same thing as ChatGPT, is remembers like the context. You can do follow-up questions, all of that. Like really easy UI. There's barely any ads. There's also a plus model I've not paid for neither of them yet because I wanted to see what the free offerings are first before I decide to drop a bunch of money on any of them. And yeah, as I said, the best thing for me is, and I think that's where the future is, orchestrating multiple models together. What I also like is that it should gives you related questions you can ask. There's literally on the bottom a list of, I have five related questions, and if you like, what are the key benefits of using Perplexity AI, or what's that, whatever, how does Perplexity AI ensure accurate responses and stuff like that. So like based on what I was just talking about, like you can say, oh yeah, I want to know that. And it does the same thing as ChatGPT, where it's like, hey, do you want me to do this? Or what are, it gives you different options, and you can say, okay, this or that. So it's, I would say, pretty damn close. There are certain little things where ChatGPT gets it a little bit better. I've had that, but I've also had it where ChatGPT gets it completely wrong, and you tell it it's wrong, and it, oh yeah, I got that, and it completely gets it wrong again. So I think they none of them are perfect, but that's also not the point. It just helps me to figure out. I can pick and choose and say, oh yeah, I want to do that, or no, I don't want to do that. Like, what's really cool that I've started doing is, like, when you have a problem on a server and, like, some error message, copy paste the chat or whatever you were doing and just drop it in there, and it will analyze and say, oh yeah, look, I see this here, and this is fine, and there's a warning, and it's whatever. So it's easier sometimes because a lot of log files, a lot of text, it's really hard sometimes to find the relevant stuff, and it literally does it for you. So it is actually pretty cool. Yeah,
Cool.
highly recommend it. So has same thing, like there's an app, there's a website, there's whatever, all of it's very comparable. I said, I've heard from people that I also should try the new thing from Google, so I'll try that. But I like that this is independent. Like, I don't like OpenAI very much, to be honest. That kind of that's part of the reason why I was looking even for another one. I definitely also I trust Google more than OpenAI, but I'm also kind of Meta, forget it. So this, as I said, and they're combining multiple models. They have definitely, I think, OpenAI, so ChatGPT or OpenAI models in there, but they also have, I think, DeepSearch is one of them that they've used and whatever. The pro version gives you extra things like more, I mean, less limits, more deeper things. You can select the model you want and try different models. Like, there's a ton of really cool features. It works.
I just tried it and it gave me a
Cool.
great explanation of HDMI.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. I
And
think you can
I really
reshare.
like
Yes.
that feature of having the sources tab. That's really valuable.
And that's really cool.
what I also like is I can literally, let me see, copy link. I think I can literally copy the thread that I just started
Oh yeah, copy
into the
link.
chat, and I have to try. If not, but my boss has sent me something like this. This is where I heard about it. Yeah, and it will literally give you exactly what I asked and what it answered.
That's cool.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's very cool. Now I'm looking at your stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you see even my name up top that I asked the question. You can't do it. I think you can even ask in there. Let me see it. What happens when you do this?
That's really slick.
That is. Let's take this one. No, it starts your own session, so it's not my session. It basically it once you continue here, you can basically start where I left off and gave you the link, and then you can do your own
Where
sessions.
is the username from? Do you have an account with
I have an
Perplexity?
account, yes.
Oh,
I've
okay.
registered. You don't have to, but well, at some point you have to. But yeah, I said I'm willing to pay for one, but I'm kind of depending which one.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. All right, I'm gonna play around with it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so my cool thing, and this will show you just how crazy my world has been, because I didn't get to even start on this until last night as we record. Andor season two
Oh, I saw that, yes.
has started up, and I still believe Andor is the best live action Star Wars TV series that has ever been produced. And for a lot of people, they'd be like, no, that can't be. There's not even any Jedi. No, there's no Jedi. I don't even recall any mention of the Force. But holy crap, it is such a good series. And what they're doing for season two, which is the last season, it's broken up into sets of three episodes. And each set of three is like a movie, like a 3 hour long movie. And it covers like a year of time or a snapshot in a year where it's the years that are leading up to the first Star Wars movie. So, but really it's leading up to the movie Rogue One,
Which is still the best one.
which is Rogue One's an amazing movie. Yeah, and it's the and so Rogue One, for those of you that aren't up to speed on that, Rogue One takes place immediately before the original Star Wars movie. Even though it's made decades later, it's like right before that movie. And season two of Andor, so they dropped the first three episodes at the same time. I'm not sure if they're continuing to do that or if they're going to move to a weekly release for the rest of the episodes. That's how out of the loop I am. But I sat down to watch the first episode of season two last night, and ended up watching all three because I could not stop. I needed to see that whole story. And I am champing at the bit for the next episodes, and I need to figure out what days they're going to drop on. I have no idea. Maybe Perplexity could tell me. But
Oh, sure.
Andor season two on Disney Plus, holy forking shirt balls. This is such a fantastic series.
It got both holy and forking shirt balls from Jeff.
It did.
That's
It
a high
did.
recommendation.
It is a very high recommendation.
To be fair, I mean, I really don't care too much about Star Wars, but I thought it actually was not a bad show. I still didn't care too much about it, but enough to kind of haunt it.
It's I enjoy Star Wars and Star Trek both. But here's the thing. Part of what makes Andor to me such a great story is that it doesn't rely on the whole space magic thing that so much of the rest of Star Wars
Space magic.
has. And it's th this is a political story. And I recently rewatched season one, and there's a monologue from one of the main characters late in the series, where just listening to it, I mean, it felt timely when the series came out, but now it feels like someone wrote those lines knowing we needed to hear them today. And I'm not going to elaborate because I don't want to give any spoilers. But there's a lot that I think applies to the current political situation, not just in the US, but in the world. And I love it. Patrice, I love it enough for both of us.
Good. That's perfect. Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I will take
So,
it.
all right. I think it's time to wrap up. And before we get totally wrapped up, though, this is so much fun. I am so glad that I'm here. I'm so glad that both of you are here. I'm just having an awesome time. Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, oh, I forgot my mark. I'm every week here on the British Tech Network on the Big Show today, every Thursday, and also every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac Show live stream. So, yeah, go watch it tomorrow. I'm like everything I'm doing on my website, thepatrice.com. I think it works again. I hope I fixed it. Yeah, it was broken in between. Because I'm also migrating domains because I got nothing else to do. Yeah, Jeff and I have a show, and I'm just going to show the sticker here. Retro
Hey, I'll show
Rewatch.
this.
Oh, yes, you got the mug. Mine is in the kitchen because I showed it to a friend. By the way, she's a designer, and she said we should put glitter or something on the text in the logo. And I was like, yes.
Can you imagine mugs where
The
there's the
logo.
glitter?
Yes, that would be so cool.
Or like on tote bags?
Oh, yes. So if there is someone who can do that, let us know, please.
I think hot liquid activated glitter in the mugs is what you need.
Ooh. That would be cool.
Spray on glitter.
Spray on
Yes,
glitter.
but
That
so
would be cool.
anyway, yeah, Retro Rewatch is our podcast. We rewatch Stargate SG-1 right now, but it's not a Stargate rewatch show. We're just gonna rewatch whatever comes to mind. If you want to switch to something else, we'll switch to something else, then come back. Who the hell knows.
Not us.
definitely not us. And we published the Tok'ra part 2 last week. Where is the window for that? Oh, it's over here. Because I wanted to look up, like, what's the next one coming up? That I'm gonna post somewhere between tomorrow and somewhere in 2 weeks, because last time I just forgot. Spirits is the next one. So yeah, that's how bad my life was. I just literally forgot to post it. But it is out now. Part 2, the Tok'ra. Really good episode. Really good episode. Spirits actually not as bad as you would think. I'm gonna spoil a little bit and say it got high marks from us. What that means and why, you will have to listen to it when it comes out.
It's, I just stop and think for a second. It's like, oh, right. Yeah, I remember now. It's, that's how crazy it's been for me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally.
Patrice, I'm glad we do that show together. I have so
Me
much
too.
fun.
Me too.
Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me on Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social. And I think you guys need to remember to remind people to watch Stargate if they are planning to travel to Egypt. I did it and it was very helpful.
Interesting.
Yeah,
Did
that
you
totally
meet any
makes sense.
Goa'uld? Just
No, but I could talk intelligently about them with the locals. So
okay.
it would,
That
you
sounds
know.
exactly like what a Goa'uld would say.
That
Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
All right. So I've never been to Egypt. So there's
You're
other
prepared,
places I've
though. You're
I'm
prepared.
prepared. Yeah, no,
Yeah.
there's a reason why you will never go to Egypt, because you know what happens.
Yeah, you don't.
Because
Yeah, you know what happens. Yeah.
I don't want a junior. No. Nope. Okay. So when I'm avoiding being taken over by gold in Egypt, you can find me on social media, J Gamut on pretty much everything. I'm posting on Mastodon and. This tells you just how frazzled my brain is.
Green
What
sky.
the photo posting one that starts with a
Pixel
P.
Fed.
Oh,
Thank you,
Pixel
Pixel Fed.
Fed. Yes, good
Oh
service.
man, seriously, how could I just at least, yeah. Anyhow, and I do have stuff going up on Blue Sky and. In LinkedIn, whatever. But just look
All of
around. You're
them.
going to Google me. You can find me. Then for shows, on Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. On Thursdays, Dave Ginsburg's In Touch with iOS. Here on the British Tech Network for the Big Show on Thursdays and the Mac Show on Fridays. Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine, and as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch, and. I think that's all the shows that I'm doing regularly right now. I don't know. Anyhow, that's enough for now. So, with that, thank you again to both of you for just being so awesome and putting a smile on my face today. I feel like I've just had an emotional recharge just because I got to hang out with both of you. So that's super cool. Thank you to everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat. So glad all of you are here with us. Everyone that watches or listens to the show recordings later on, thank you for being here and being part of the BTN family as well. Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. And speaking of those shows, everyone, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the